Hello, hello, audio boo. This is my first official boo on my wife's account because I don't have an audio boo account. This is what an African father would tell their son. All right, I'm sure a lot of persons might relate to it differently, but I'm just going to tell you how an African dad would tell a son, pass a message to a son on relationships. All right, I'll title this 24 words of wisdom from an African dad to a son. 1. My son, if you keep spending on a woman and she never asks you if you're saving or investing and keeps enjoying the attention, don't marry her. 2. My son, a woman could be a good wife to you. Some could be a good mother to your children. But if you find a woman like a mother to you, your children and your family, please don't let her go. 3. My son, don't confine the position of your wife to the kitchen. Where did you get that from? Even in our days, we had farmlands where they worked every morning. That was our office. 4. My son, if I tell you that you are the head of the house, don't look at your pocket. Look if you will see a smile on your wife's face. 5. My son, if you want to have long life, let your wife be in charge of your salary. It will be difficult for her to spend it when she's aware of the home needs and bills to pay. But if it's in your care, she will keep asking you even when all has been spent. 6. My son, don't ever beat your wife. The pain in her body is nothing compared to the wound on her heart. And that means you may be in trouble living with a wounded woman. 7. My son, now that you are married, if you live a bachelor kind of life with your wife, you will soon be single again. 8. My son, in our days we had many wives and many children because of our large farmlands and many harvests. There's hardly any land for farming anymore, so embrace your wife closely. 9. My son, under the cocoa tree that I met your mother could be likened to the eateries and restaurants of nowadays. But note, the closest thing we did there was to embrace each other. 10. My son, don't be carried away when you start making money. Remember to spend it on the woman that stood by you all along. 11. My son, when I threw little stones or whistled at the window of your mother at her father's house, it was not to call her out for sex. It was because I missed her so much. 12. My son, remember, when you say your wife has changed, there could be something you've stopped doing too. 14. My son, your mother, Eke Dima, rode the bicycle with me before I bought that tortoise car outside there. Any woman that would endure with you in your life beginning, little beginning, should not enjoy your riches. 14. My son, don't compare your wife with any woman. There are ways she's enduring you too. And has she ever compared you with any man? 15. I think I missed the numbers up now. My son, there is this thing you people call feminism. Well, if a woman claims to have equal rights with you in the house, divide all the bills into two equal parts. Take one part and ask her to start paying the other part. 16. My son, I met your mother a virgin and I took yams to her father. If you didn't meet your wife a virgin, don't blame her. What I didn't tell you is that our women had prestige. 17. My son, I didn't send your sisters to school because I was foolish, like many, to think a female child wouldn't extend my family name. Please don't make that mistake. The kind of female achievers I see nowadays has made the male gender an ordinary tag. I think a proper African father would say an ordinary child. Ordinary tag. Ordinary tag. 18. My son, your mother has once locked up the clothes I was wearing and almost tore it because she was angry. I did not raise my hand to beat her because of a day like this, so that I can be proud to tell you that I never for once beat your mother. 19. My son, in our days, our women had more natural beauty. Though I wouldn't lie to you, some had minor painting of their appellation, mostly on their arms, the ones you people now call tattoo. But you should know that they didn't expose any part of their body like your women of nowadays. 20. My son, your mother and I are not interested in what happens in your marriage. Try to handle issues without always coming to us. 21. My son, remember, I bought your mother's first sewing machine for her. Help your wife achieve her dreams, just as you are pursuing yours. 22. My son, don't stop taking care of your mother and I. It is a secret of growing old and having children to take care of you too. 23. My son, pray with your family. There is a tomorrow you don't know. Talk to God that knows everything every day. 24. This is the last one. My son, if after taking my time to tell you all this and your marriage does not last like your mother and I, then you are a bastard. That's it. You can cut it now.
That was on Facebook, wasn't it?
Yeah, I put it on Facebook yesterday.
Where did you get it from, though?
Can you call it first?
I'm just telling Audio Boo where it came from. Okay, it was from Facebook.